It's the Up and Country Show, where the heart of Nashville matches thrilling adventures with rising country artists. I'm your host, Sue Bonzel. Join us as we explore the vibrant Nashville area alongside talented musicians, combining exhilarating escapades with exclusive interviews and energetic live performances. Each week, we dive into the captivating world of country music, showcasing the next generation of artists who are poised to make their mark on the industry. Let's get it started. This week, you'll meet country artist Bree Carter. We'll talk about her new song and video. And we're going to get in the kitchen and do a little bit of cooking. And let me tell y'all, it's going to be spicy and delicious. It's the Up and Country Show with me, Sue Bonzel. Bree Carter is joining me today at my home. We're going to do some up and country cooking today. She's got a special recipe, but first we want to talk a little bit about some music. You have got a new song out.
Oh my goodness. I do, Sue. Straight up country crazy.
Lean back, swing around.
And I am straight up country crazy.
I know. I follow you on your socials, and man, I'm like, girl, that she is country crazy. I love it. In a good way.
Yes, in a good way. Yes. So it's upbeat. It's catchy. It's really the country anthem. Just literally saying, you know what? Be true to who you are. Live in your truth. And I think just today in today's society, I think we need a little bit more of being straight up country crazy.
Yeah.
None of us are perfect. Don't be prim and proper. Be ready to get loose. Have fun with friends and family.
Absolutely.
And just honestly, on a serious note, just taking advantage of our loved ones and the time that we have, because tomorrow's not promised to any of us, and just making the most of every moment. That's really what the song is about.
And I see you doing that in your socials.
3, 2, 1, go.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready, set, go.
You really are just having a good time, and you're embracing exactly who you are, which I love, because I love who you are.
Thank you, Sue.
You are a very talented, beautiful singer, but you have all these other talents. She's a doctor. We can call her Dr. Bree, technically, because you have a doctorate in theology. Is that correct?
Yes, technically you could call me Dr. Bree, but just call me Bree. I am truly originally from Louisiana. I'm that down home girl where you can just say Bree. We don't need to have titles or any of that.
I get it.
But, you know, you mentioned theology. I tell people I'm a God lover. I'm going to hold true to that, because my faith is everything to me, doesn't it? It started when I was a little girl. Unfortunately, my parents divorced when I was younger. Mm. So having to really deal with that, living in California, leaving my dad there, moving back to Louisiana, just that. And then just honestly, just a little bit of culture shock when we moved back to Louisiana and just dealing with different personalities, people being raised differently than my experiences. And I think just all of that just led me to know that I was so much stronger than the obstacles and the things that I was dealing with. And it just led me to where I am today and being unapologetically Bree. You know, be who you are. At the end of the day, you know, I hear people say, why be a copycat? I don't want to be a copycat. Yeah. I want to be an original. I want to be who I was made to be. Flaws, faults, all of it. It's who I am, and you take it or you don't. That's just,
well, and that's the way God made you.
Yes.
Right. And really embracing that, to say God made you in a certain way with certain talents. You have gifts I don't have. I got different gifts that you don't have.
Yes.
So it's like we all need to just embrace those things in our lives.
Exactly. And I tell people it's what's on the inside of a person, not the outer layer, the color of someone's skin.
That's right.
The shape of them, the size. None of those things matter. It's what's on the inside, because at the end of the day, we all bleed the same.
That, absolutely. 100%.
Yes. I believe red, white, and blue, though.
Yeah. Well, good. Me too. You have a lot of life experience in general. Talk about your experience in the Army.
For sure. No, I joined the United States Army Reserve initially when I was in college with two female cousins, one from my mom's side and one from my dad's side. And they're like, hey, Bree, we're going into the Army. You should join with us. And at that point, I really needed a little bit of guidance and discipline in my life. So I joined with them. And honestly, I tell people it was the best, one of the best decisions of my life. Wow. I'd do it all over again today. And it just taught me so much, just the camaraderie, standing strong for our country and for freedoms and what have you. I'd do it all over again. So initially I was enlisted, came back from basic training, my initial advanced training. And then I joined ROTC. And then I got my commission as an officer when I graduated.
You are so impressive to me with all the things that you have done. And I want to thank you, number one, for serving our country, keeping us free, allowing us to be in a free country.
For sure.
And it's because of people like you. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just think it's just so important. And, you know, people can complain about, you know, where we are. No situation is ever perfect.
That's right.
So, hey, this is where you are. Love America. Live in it. You're free and just enjoy the liberties that are afforded to you.
Absolutely. So now you have a connection to Charlie Pride. Is that correct?
Oh my goodness. I would say yes. Cause when I was a little girl, my dad used to sing Charlie Pride all the time. And I used to listen to, you know, a lot of the older songs. And in addition to that, Hee Haw. And all of those things that my grandmas and my dad, just my family, just has always had a love for country music and what have you. And I decided to cover his song, Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let him know you think about him when you're gone.
And when I did it, it was so amazing. I was so excited, gung-ho, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't wait for Mr. Charlie Pride to hear my song. And hopefully someday, you know, really like it and have an appreciation and we get a chance to perform it together. But unfortunately, he passed away with COVID prior to him even hearing it. So, but that's okay. I mean, his memory will live on. You know, he was a pioneer in country music and all the stories that I've just heard about him. He's just a great person. So I just kind of would like to follow in those footsteps and create great music, let color not be an object, and just love on people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm stronger than that. I've pushed through the pain. Had to hold on to hope. I found grace in a hurricane.
Now, your style is kind of, I mean, you've kind of got country, a little bit of pop, some soul. Like, you got a little bit of everything.
I do.
What's kind of your favorite?
You know what? My favorite truly is traditional. That's what I grew up on. I love that. But also growing up in a church choir and church, once again, that faith comes back into play. I would probably say maybe a little bit country soul. That's probably where the root of a lot of my music going forward. That's probably the sound that we're kind of leaning towards. But I'm still trying to find that sound. So if you guys have ideas, suggestions, send them my way. Maybe I'll put something out and we'll see.
Yeah, you never know. It's fun to experiment.
It is. Being an independent, I think you get a chance to do that right now. Yeah. And I'm still finding myself and I'm still recreating myself.
Now we are going to get creative here in my kitchen today. You're going to be making something special for us. Tell us what you're going to make.
I am. I'm actually going to make a homemade buffalo chicken dip. It's my own special recipe. You guys might do it the same, but that's all right. You're going to see how I do it and my special ingredients. Plus, I may throw something else in there that I can't share with y'all. But you'll see how I do it anyway.
A little secret. Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to get into the kitchen with Bree Carter.
Our buffalo chicken dip. It is so amazing.
And it's sort of healthy.
It is.
Because look, we're going to do vegetables. That's what we're doing right now.
We're doing vegetables.
So you're going to cut up some vegetables for us. We already got the celery done. We're going to get some veggies cut up. I'm going to open the wine because... You like wine, right?
I love wine. Please open it up. Because I could use a little bit right now. As I make this, I do tend to like to have a little, as they say, a little nip
while you're cooking. It helps the cooking. It kind of makes it fun. Now, tell me about this wine. You brought this.
The name of the wine is called Morning Star. But it's from a winery down in Southern Illinois called Starview Winery. They have some of the best wine. And obviously, some people say, oh, it's not California. Honey, let me tell you, Illinois got some good wine. And this is one of them. So this is more of like a blush. If you're more like, so typically I am a cab drinker.
Right.
And I love Chardonnays if I'm going to go white typically. But I love this. It's like having the best of both worlds of the reds and whites mixed together.
But it's not technically white wine and red wine mixed together, just so we're clear.
Oh, definitely.
Some people think that.
No, it's not.
But typically with a rosé... it's made with red grapes.
Yes.
And then they pull it off the skins quickly because if you leave it on the skins, that's where you get the dark color of the red. That's where you get your color in your wine, is from your skins. So
for sure.
So there we go.
How about we take a little sip?
Okay. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Yay. I like that because it's, I usually like a drier rosé, mm-hmm. but this is the semi-sweet, which I kind of like. It's not overpowering. It's pretty good.
It's just enough. So that's why I said you get the best of both worlds.
Yes.
So we're going to have some cucumbers. We're also going to do a little bit of celery. So I actually love peppers. I love red. I love green. Mm. I love orange, all different colors. So we're going to add some of this to the mix too.
Okay. So this is a great dip. If you are going to be going to a friend's house,
for sure,
you need to bring something for like football game.
Somebody definitely
says, bring an appetizer. Then you bring this to one of those parties,
and you're the life of the party.
And everybody's like, "Who made the dip?"
Right. But you know what? If there are a lot of people at the party, you got to make sure you get good placement for the dip.
That's true. This is true.
So people yes. actually know it's there.
And sometimes I think. Have you ever made dip and then you make a little sign to go with it?
Yes.
Because people go, well, I don't know what that is. Somebody tries it. Somebody's going to say, oh, you got to try this dip.
Right. And then everyone wants the recipe and you share a little bit of the recipe, but you can't give them all the goods.
Mm. So are you going to hold out on us today?
Just a little bit, but I'm going to give you most of the tea.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Most of the tea for the dip.
All right. Now, what kind of cooking do you do at home normally?
You know what? I cook some of everything.
Yeah.
I can fry some chicken. I can do lasagna, spaghetti.
Ooh.
I can do gumbo, a little etouffee.
What?
Love doing salmon dishes and what have you. So just a variety, honestly. But unfortunately, sometimes just being out doing music, sometimes you can't always, there's no time to cook.
Well, to make.
We have a little bit of Philadelphia cream cheese. You want to make sure you leave it out for a little bit just so yes. it can kind of soften up just a little bit.
Now, I noticed you did get the third less fat.
Yes. It actually, you know what? Every little bit counts.
You can't tell the difference, though, right?
You cannot tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference. It is so good.
If you cut out a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, then you can have a little bit more wine.
Yes. And a little bit more dip, okay? And then I love the Swanson's
okay.
Chicken breast.
Well, this makes it easy and fast.
It's premium, plus it's in water.
Okay.
So once again, healthy. We're going to pop this open. And then the other thing we're going to do, we're going to make sure that we drain it. You got to drain it.
So, okay. So this is one way that you can do it with chicken in the can, right?
Yes. The other secret to the recipe is actually taking a rotisserie chicken
okay.
that you've done and take it and peel it from the bone. And then you can actually shred it. And then you actually prepare it that way as well.
Okay.
So just, you have options. You have options. But if you're in a hurry, you got a party to go to, you got to yep. get it done. You do what you need to do. So if you could open the Frank's hot sauce. Let's start with that. We're going to start mixing this all together. And you also can do this in a crock pot. Today, we're going to actually do it in an oven, but you can. So I like to kind of break it down.
So we're not measuring.
We're not measuring. We're going to be very generous.
Okay.
You know what? Sometimes the best recipes, they're not measured.
You're cooking with your heart, right?
Oh, for sure. So I prayed over this before I started, before I came here today.
There you go.
So it's made with love. Honey, you got to add some more.
Oh, she's like, not enough.
Yeah, pour. Let's get some more.
Oh, boy.
A little more.
It is buffalo-y.
Oh, of course. It's going to be good, though. Mild cheddar.
Okay.
You want to add that. And then we're going to also save some because we're going to top it off at the very end when we're done. We're just kind of mixing it. So you got some mild cheddar. And then I also like to use a little bit of sharp cheddar as well.
Sharp. You know, there's never too much cheese.
There's never too much cheese. That's just like someone saying too much bacon. There's never too much bacon either. So no, being from Louisiana originally, Texas is right there on the border.
There we go.
I love that Texas Pete.
So this is kind of your secret ingredient.
It's one of them.
I can't
be giving everything to you, girl.
Right?
Listen, right. I can tell you offline later.
Ooh, okay. She might. I don't know. I might have to give her some more truth serum and some more wine.
You will have to do that. Okay.
How much?
A little bit more.
Ooh, okay. We're going hot sauce. A little bit more?
No, that's perfect.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks very buffalo-y.
Oh, it's going to be. That's why it's called buffalo chicken dip.
No buffaloes were harmed in the making of this video.
Exactly. Preheated the oven to 350, which is perfect to do what you need to do.
Now, I think that I probably could eat that whole thing myself.
Oh, hands down.
I mean, it's just that good.
It really is.
And I have no guilt because there is vegetables.
Yes, there are vegetables. Plus, remember, once again, we use the less fat cream cheese.
Yes, so we can have extra.
Plus, this is made with love.
Yes.
So a lot of the calories are taken out. Just like in the army, no man left behind. There's no cheese sauce left behind in the bowl.
Top it off.
I'm going to top it off. The last little bit of mild and the last little bit of sharp. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to put this in the oven to bake about 20 to 30 minutes.
Ooh, look at that. Okay, it's ready to go in the oven. Here we go.
I'm going to have to try this. I'm sorry, but this is really good. Was always in my head. Oh my goodness, it is ready. Buffalo chicken dip that we made. But before we dig in and sample, we have to do something.
Okay.
Hands please.
Hands please.
Pray.
Yes.
About to receive. Bless the hands prepared and all that's going to receive it. Bless it for the nourishment of our bodies. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Dig in.
Here we go.
You go first.
All right. With a little crispy on the top. That's good.
Yes. We want it crispy on the top. All right. It's hot.
It's hot. It's hot, y'all. Ooh, it's steaming right now. I don't know if you can see that.
We have tortilla chips. So obviously, buffalo chicken dip, you can go with veggies. You can also go with chips. You can go with crackers. Honestly, it's so good. You can just go with getting a spoon and digging in. So cheers.
Here we go. Digging in. Cheers.
Woo.
It's hot.
So good.
Okay, that's got a little kick.
Being from Louisiana, I want a little kick.
You like it a little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
That is really good. This is going to be a hit no matter where you go. If you take this dish, you're going to be the fan favorite, I think. I actually like it best on the cucumbers. The cucumbers have that like crisp cool down of mm-hmm. the heat. Like it's kind of a great balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a little crispy and then creamy. It's great.
So is it too spicy for you?
No, it's really good. No, I like it. It's got the right amount of kick to it. This is what I equate to like the mild Nashville hot chicken.
But the difference is this has flavor. So it's not just, it's not just hot. This has flavor. So
I was going to say, are you not a fan of the Nashville hot chicken?
I like it,
yes.
But it just doesn't have.
It's just hot.
It's just hot. So there's a difference. Being from Louisiana, we like it spicy. We like it flavorful. Here you have it.
This has got the flavor for sure.
Okay, so we're cooking and eating today. Obviously having drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we're going to have to go ride horses with me.
Okay, what do you think, y'all? Think we should go ride horses? I think so.
Woo! Yay. Friends that cook together, drink together, eat together, they stay friends forever.
Yay. I'm sorry you're stuck with me now.
I'm all down for it.
Yay.
It's truth or truth.
That one was calling your name for some reason.
What is the strangest rumor you've heard about yourself? The strangest thing that I've heard about myself is that I'm married and I have like 5 kids.
That's really?
Yeah.
Like somebody just said that randomly?
Yeah. They thought that, evidently they mixed me up with someone else. And they were like, she's married. She has 5 kids. She's not a singer. And I'm like, I am so a singer. I am so not married. I so do not have 5 children.
But you have animals.
I have animals. So I'm a dog / cat mom.
Okay, there you go. And how many of them?
2 dogs, 2 cats. How about you? What's the strangest rumor you've heard?
I don't know. I don't listen to rumors. And now we're going to do cowboy wisdom. So this is my new deck of cards.
I'm nervous.
Oh, no, this is just a little inspiration. These are just inspirational cards. No questions. You don't have to answer anything. You just got to maybe tell us how it applies to your life.
Okay. Take rest. A field that has rested gives a bountiful harvest. Oh, wow. This is so appropriate. So what this says to me is that, girl, you're doing a little bit too much. You know what? You need to slow down. You know, focus on the things that are most important. God's got you. And as you do that, you're going to be able to actually give more of yourself and you're not going to be spent running around. So thank you. I needed that.
Yeah. See?
Oh, can I have some more wisdom? Can I have one more?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. I'm like, Lord, talk to me.
There's a whole deck.
We're real cowgirls. don't need to correct people. They just smile, nod, and say, yep, each to his own. That's the cowgirl way. What this means is mind your own business. You don't need to have an opinion about everything or everyone. You're not the
Amen.
Judge. You're not the judge or the juror. God has the final say, and we just live our lives to the fullest and worry about what's in our own world.
So we want to thank you for joining us. Bree Carter, thank you so much for
taking
the time.
Thank you so much, Sue, for having me. It's been amazing. Great food, great drinks, great fans, great audience,
Yay!
And great person to be here with. I love Sue. She is so amazing. And I'm looking forward to spending more time with you, girl.
Oh, we're definitely going horseback riding. It's happening.
I can't wait.
Yay!
And whitewater rafting, too.
Oh, that, too. Put it on the list.
Join me, Sue Bonzel, every week for interviews and adventures with rising country artists on Up in Country.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo. Let's get you a knife. That's not a knife.
Mm-hmm. 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 And I'm sorry I'm not talking so much now. I'm supposed to be talking.
But I'm supposed to be eating right now.
Yes. Super good.